Hi, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Ag News. Throughout this growing season, we'll be discussing stewardship best practices as part of the Be Sure campaign. The Growing Matters Coalition is reminding farmers and applicators to follow best management practices when using neonic products, including treated seed and other crop protection products, to protect pollinators. Today, we're speaking with Katie Savinelli, pollinator and stewardship team lead with Syngenta. Katie, tell us a little bit about this year's Be Sure campaign.
I'm really excited. This is year three of our Be Sure campaign, and this is a nationwide campaign that we have for farmers during planting season, as well as foliar applications, just to remind them about good practices that they should be doing while they're using treated seeds and making foliar applications.
So when we're talking to farmers and applicators, what are some quick tips you have for them to follow?
Okay, so the first quick tip, and I say this at every meeting I go to, it's please, please read the label and follow the label, because there's a lot of good information in the label. And if you're not reading the label every year, you may miss some things that have changed. Certainly, when you're planting seeds, it's really important to use advanced seed flow lubricants, because these seed flow lubricants, especially in vacuum planters, allows the seeds to go through easily without creating a lot of dust. And the dust is certainly a concern relative to the pollinators. The other thing to remember is really during planting, make sure any seed spill that takes place, any seed spill, needs to be covered up. And the reason why it needs to be covered up is because there's a potential that either birds or other wildlife could be eating those spilled seeds, and we do not want them to come into contact with the seeds. And then finally, it's really important to know your local beekeepers. The farmers that I've worked with over the years, more often than not in some of these smaller rural communities, they know their beekeepers. More often than not, they'll let beekeepers keep their bees on their land, and they usually say, okay, put them over there because it's behind a windbreak and, you know, wind usually blows this direction. So really know your local beekeepers. And as you're making some of these farming practices, such as planting seeds or making foliar applications, just let the beekeepers know so they're aware of some things too in case they have to take any measures.
Katie, you mentioned read and follow the label. What type of information are we looking for and can be found on the label?
The label has a lot of information. And in my previous job, I was actually in charge of writing the crop use directions. But in terms of the label, let me start off with kind of higher level and then work my way down. So proper storage of pesticides, very important. The directions for use, very important. So in other words, it tells you what rate, what timing, that type of thing, and also how to dispose the product properly. In addition, the label provides guidance on minimizing drift. And in my world, I think about minimizing drift practically every day. And the reason why I think about that is because we want the products to stay on the field and not get outside of the field where it could potentially cause harm to pollinators and other important insects. And then finally, since we're talking about pollinators today, you know, there's a lot of information on the labels relative to pollinators. The first place to look, if it's there, is what we call the bee box. And the bee box is usually in the beginning of the label and has a little bee. And it talks about some advisory language relative to mitigating risks and other practices. In addition, if you want to know information as to whether or not the product is, let's say, highly toxic to bees or not toxic to bees, you look into the environmental hazards section. So that's another area to look. And that's usually in the beginning of the label as well. And then finally, for certain crops, there's very specific crop use directions. So for instance, if you're using an insecticide during flowering, we do not recommend. So they'll say, do not use during flowering or when the bees are active. And so there's very specific directions, especially for some crops relative to timing and also precautions.
Is it important to always make sure we're looking at that label, Katie, because they can change or may be updated year after year?
Yes, that is correct. So the labels are changed quite frequently. So it's important to really look at the label every year just to remind yourself what's on the label. And then the other thing is too, is, you know, I was even looking at one of the labels today, because as many labels as we have, it's really important to just go back and say, okay, yes, now I remember all these different aspects of this label. So that's why it's really important to read and follow the label directions.
Katie, you mentioned about getting to know your local beekeepers. Talk to me about ways that farmers and beekeepers can work together throughout the entire growing season.
So first of all, just to remind the audience, you know, a lot of times when people think about bees, and beekeepers are the ones that keep honeybees, and so honeybees are certainly important, but we should also remember there's a lot of other pollinators out there, such as other bees. Even hummingbirds are considered to be pollinators as well. So, but in terms of working with the beekeepers, you know your beekeepers, talk to the beekeepers, understand, you know, what they're facing, and then also, you know, the beekeepers can understand what the farmer's facing. And as I mentioned before, I've been in situations where farmers will allow the beekeepers to keep the bees on their farm, but they say, please put them over in this place. And so that's really why it's important to kind of communicate and understand. And then also during key times of the year, such as during planting, there's a potential for exposure. So really understand where the bees are during that time. And then also when they're making applications for their insecticide applications during the season. So it's really, you know, talking to the beekeepers and saying, this is the reason why I do these things, but also, you know, we want to make sure your bees are healthy.
Are there some other tools that are available to farmers that they should utilize before making any applications about locating hives and maybe some other sensitive crops or information they can have access to?
Yeah, there's a great tool. It's called DriftWatch. And DriftWatch is kind of a company that has other tools in there. So DriftWatch is really about, you know, keeping the products on the field, but also, you know, where are these like sensitive crops? So for instance, it could be tomatoes, that type of thing that could be sensitive to certain pesticides, such as herbicides. There's also what they call BeeCheck. And BeeCheck allows both the beekeepers to enter their information where the bees are located. And this information is private. So in other words, unless you have a bee check, if you're subscribed to that bee check, you know, people can't go in and see where the beehives are. So it's really private. It's available to applicators that also are part of the program. And so they can go in and when they're looking and seeing where they're spraying, just make sure that if there is a beehive nearby, they are notifying them. And as I mentioned, these services are free to the user. The state usually picks up the charge. If you go on to DriftWatch, you can see which states have signed up for the program. And so, you know, each year the states increase. And it's been a really successful program because, as I mentioned, you know, it's about sensitive crops. There's also a section about, you know, when you're thinking about dicamba use, and there's the bee check.
Anything else we need to know before we wrap up today?
As I mentioned before, not having drift is really important to me. So look for wind direction, figure out which nozzles you're using, that type of thing. If you're in a situation where there is potential for drift, on our label, there are recommendations for how wide the buffer strip should be. There's also directions saying, okay, if the wind is blowing in a certain direction, you might have to have a wider buffer strip. So certainly look at what the buffer strip requirements are. I think we're going to see more and more buffer strip requirements as we go through the whole re-registration process. So that's really important. So, you know, my world, I want to keep the product on the field. Very, very important. So we're not causing harm to pollinators and other species that are outside of the field. And finally, if you want some additional information of what I'm speaking about, as well as other good practices for stewardship, is go to the growingmatters.org website.
Katie, it's always great to catch up with you and such great information for us and for growers around the country.
Thank you so much.
Once again, that's Katie Savinelli, pollinator and stewardship team lead with Syngenta. For more information, visit www.growingmatters.org.